Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, it's happening throughout up to the hour 8. And it is Tuesday, a Tuesday live indeed. Thank you so much to Johan Els. He's coming back again tomorrow morning, man. And of course, it has been a powerful joyride. Something else, Spectrum, to me, these combinations are just a joyride. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the warmth. Thank you for the courage. Thank you for being the voice that makes sense across the color bar. I really enjoy listening to you, Johan. Thank you very much. And of course, we are going on and now up through to 8. We'll be talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi, University of Johannesburg, and then in Cape Town, Barokia. I'll be touching base with them. But hey, let me start with this one. He keeps on doing great things, you know. Listening to a friend of mine in another radio station was saying, he's doing great things, man. And I say, he keeps on doing great things. Tapelo Lefifi, just here in Mamelodi, man. This is beautiful. Let's start with it. Gongo kuhle. Gongo kuhle. Good things. Every good thing. It's Tapelo Lefifi in the background. Tuesday Live, it is 657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
How about that? How about that? Gongo kuhle ngenzela, Tapelo Lefifi there. Who says on Facebook, I'm listening, man, and thank you so much. You know, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. And Johan also took the song and played it at some stage there. And Tapelo went on to write and say, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow. It's good. It's good for artists to really listen. Rachel, thank you so much. Rachel says, good evening, Pastor Ray. I enjoy the discussions all the time and the choice of gospel songs. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you so much, Rachel, for listening. We are humbled. We are humbled that you take time to listen to us. We are not as learned as people may think, but we are trying, you know, to get into the understanding of the word, and we are grateful that the Spirit of the Father continues to guide us and to show us all the truth of the Father. We are really blessed. Thank you, Rachel, for listening. And of course, everyone who is listening, welcome and thank you so much for tuning in. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And let me welcome our guests. I have from the University of Johannesburg, Professor and Pastor, Apostle, Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line. Professor, greetings to you and welcome.
Thank you so much, my brother. Greetings to you, to your family, to Brother Baruch. Also a special greeting to our listeners in the glorious name of our Lord, Yahushai HaMashiach.
Thank you so much, Professor. Are you well, though?
I am well. I survived the cold today.
Really?
All is well. I woke up to a -2 today, but yeah, we are here.
Sure.
We survived, we thank God.
Yeah. It was cold, eh? It was cold, man. I was in Bronkhorstspruit in Kangala, and it went to 0 degrees.
Yeah.
And the car was going like tweet, 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 which means switch on the aircon, switch on the aircon. Yes. Because the car would tell you, this is cold, switch on the aircon. And I was driving with my kid, Tata was saying, look, it went to 0-0.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's these winter. Are the things we go through. But yeah. Thank God we survived.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, amen. I know we are speaking about this, but Barukia has had the brunt of it. Two cold fronts within minutes of each other. Hey, Mayake. Yo.
Shalom, Mahirute.
Humaruru. Kosbukem bar humaruru.
Sunday, I spent my day in bed. And
yeah, man.
I'm actually laughing the whole thing because you get the double of it because it's manufactured here and it's couriered inland.
Yes.
So by the time it gets there, it has gained momentum.
So.
But it's cold, Achim. It's cold.
Is.
I don't want to lie.
Indeed, it is very cold. But this kind of day always comes in July, doesn't it? It always comes in July. From tomorrow here in Pretoria, it's going to be 21 degrees. When it's only you who will be stuck in some 13, 14, 15 until Sunday. But here... it's summertime.
Okay, shalom, my ah, shalom to Professor Bui. Shalom to our beautiful listeners, Mara de Pulpit. I trust everyone is well and warm. And I can say, in the mighty name of Yahweh Shai HaMashiach, as we enter their homes to share the word. And Rito Fatosana.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for joining us, my Achiman. And thank you that you and the family are safe there, you know, driving safely there on the storms, you know, it happens. You know, you're driving safely on the storms. I'm happy about that. Professor, we keep on losing you. I don't know what's going on, man.
I don't know, maybe it's this environment that I'm at, but yeah, I hope it's all going well.
I understand, by the way. You're not at home, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are working, eh? Some people are working.
No, honestly.
Yeah, some people are working. Anyway, tonight, we are touching on an issue that I think has been lurking on in our discussions time and again. And we are talking about signs of darkness today. Signs of darkness. Whether in politics, in church, in education, in the economy, in the arts. Oh, in the arts, man, I don't even need to talk more there. In all kinds of policies that we have as a nation, as the body of the Messiah, the body of Christ. Signs of darkness that we see even in our midst, you know, the manner of ministries today, the manner of ministering, let me put it that way, the manner of ministering. Hey, Spanna. I saw people twerking, my. Yeah. Twerk. I saw them in the church. Yeah, man. People are clapping hands, as they were clapping too. Quite sad. And we're looking at signs of darkness in the manner in which we conduct ourselves in our education, in our cultures, in our traditions. We'll see all these infiltrations of darkness. And we, as the light of the world and the salt of the earth, what are we doing about it? I'm asking that question. You know, what are we doing about it? Are we letting it be? Some people once told me and say, Ray, you talk too much. Let the weeds grow. And when they grow, in that time of the harvest, the Father will separate the weeds from the harvest. I said, oh, okay, then... maybe we don't read the same Bible, man. Mine says expose the devil. Expose the evil one. Expose the works of darkness. Speak the truth. Guide one another in truth. Speak corrections in truth and love. Maybe I haven't come to that stage, but I will grow. I hope to grow where I will just turn a blind eye. When this thing is happening, I'll just keep quiet. as if I saw nothing, as long as I'm fine. Maybe it will come, but I don't see it coming, man. Been saying this ever since I was youth. I'm no longer youth now. Okay, when you're over 36, you're no longer youth, my Achne. Yeah. Professor, when you're over 36, I was also youth, I'm also a brother, must mean.
I agree.
So no one should be calling me brother. But let me know, pizza and tateri.
Some people don't want to be called that.
No, I don't want to. Okay. My beloved professor, Professor Pra in the University of South Africa calls me Ntateri. And hey man, Prof, how could you call me? I'm your student. You are my supervisor. Hey, Ntateri. I feel like an old man when he says that, but I can't say anything. He's my professor. He's like a boss to me, you know.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Ntateri. Even when he writes a message to me, Ntateri, you need to come and sit down and explain what you wrote here. Hey, Ntateri. I'd rather be called Brother Ray. No.
That's better.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, that's better. Now, this very aspect of signs of darkness is one of those things that really... many people grapple with, others to a great vein, in that, you know, darkness disguises itself as the light. I don't know if you've ever been to a rain show and then you'd see how those lights look so beautiful, or the kind of lighting looks so beautiful in the dark. There is a darkness that looks so beautiful in the eyes of man. And this is how the devil goes on and really perpetuates his evil nature in everything that has to do with us, in our education, in our work, in our professionalism, in our academia, everywhere. You'll find the devil really putting his fingers there. Now he's speaking about it. What is spiritual darkness? What are the signs of darkness that we see these days? What does it mean to walk in the dark? What does it mean? And in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 says, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Elohim before Eli, before Eli. Ne? And it says, and the word of the Elohim was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. When they say the living word, the Rima, the living word is rare. There was no widespread revelation. It means people were just reading the Bible for the sake of just, you know, acculturations. But there was no revelation, the living word, the explanations of the Holy Spirit, rightfully dividing the word of truth. That notion was not there. A sign of darkness is visible when those who are believers are no longer studying the living word. I'm not talking about reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I'm talking about studying the word, the living word. And the message to the nation, the message to the people, to the countrymen, you know, becomes rare from the Father. And we are just left with a routine of church going, which has become part of culture. Hence I use the word acculturation. The acculturation of the church. Job chapter 5 verses 14 says, they meet with darkness in daytime. That's why I said darkness can actually disguise itself also. That it looks like the light, or it brings the beauties of lightings. Not the light, but lightings. They meet with darkness in daytime and grope at noontime as in the night. It means they are blinded. When signs of darkness, when people are blinded towards what is the light. And when eyes are open in the dark and they see nothing still. Works of the dark are just there. Do you know when they say things are hiding? Uh, Yeah, when something is hiding, but it's just in front of you. In plain sight. Hiding in plain sight. Pictures are hanging around, and we look at those pictures, we don't see the spiritual connotations and the kind of pillars that these pictures are actually proclaiming over our societies, the statues and all those things and stuff. The things we bring into the church and the practices we bring into the church, these heritages that we bring into the church. Remember, we're supposed to be a new creation. The past is gone, the new is come, but it's us. And it's when people had become blind to what is darkness, and blind to what is light, that which is right and that which is wrong, people had become blunt on that. Another aspect of it you could see also in Job chapter 5 verse 14, it says, sorry, in Job chapter 18 verse 6, because I read Job chapter 5. 18 verse 6 says, the light is dark in his tent. When we as people, because I'm in my tent, this body is my tent, but the light becomes dark in my tent, this is something else. Something else. Something that someone needs to look into and really say to themselves, no, man. No, 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 no. Because the word says there, the light is dark in his tent, and his lamp beside him is put out. That which has been the lamp, the burning fire of the gospel, the movement of salvation in one. When it said it's put out, it's when people have backslidden. When we see massive backslidings, those are signs of darkness. People no longer, you know, grope on the light. Actually, it's not like this other day. Even in those olden days, you would see umuntu odakiwe, they would be singing a gospel song. You could see a soul crying to see the light. But now, even that is over. It's just darkness. A young man claps his own grandmother until his own grandmother falls down a chitama rice. And then he says to his grandmother, "Uyabona wena ngizokushaya wena," as if he's talking to something else that one cannot actually describe, because even a husband cannot talk like that to his own wife. It is when the light is put out from our tents. Anyway, let me ask questions on this.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate. I really, really appreciate. Thank you so much. And let me start with you, Mayaki. Let me start with you, Mayaki. I went on to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1. It says, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Elohim before Eli, and the word of the Elohim was rare in those days. Are we living in those days where the widespread revelation of the word is rare? Even though there's a waking up, But if you go into the churches where the waking up should be rumbling, oh, there's a slumber. Maaki.
Tuda, for the question, Maaki.
Welcome.
Indeed, I would agree by saying yes, there is a slumber.
Mm.
There is a spirit that is, that one can say, it's going around, and we have lost the truth.
Mm.
We are walking in falsehood. The Satan has introduced many things that have become toys, have become so addictive.
Yeah.
That we are so dependent on these things rather than the word.
Mm.
So we have to understand that the importance of the word, and as the scripture said, that the word was rare. So we have this thing of just putting a verse, you know, for the sake of fella, you know, people can say or can see, hore, lenna, at least there's a verse it's in.
Mm.
But the walk that is supposed to walk, it becomes different. It becomes opposite, as opposed to how we're supposed to go. Because the word becomes the constitution or the manual of how we should be able to conduct ourselves. And we are preparing ourselves for the new Jerusalem. So when we look at, maybe it's in media, social media, you know, and many things, even in churches, because there is now the introduction of prosperity gospel.
Mm.
More than people looking at understanding what the word is about.
Yes.
Or the true meaning of, you know, into the teaching and get revelation, and, you know, so rebaruti, because rebatla diposo, we see an opportunity to make money.
Yes.
You know, so and then I can grow my church, build my tent and all that, and then people will come, will tithe, and they get to tsameka ka batho o mongwe o ntshitse a re ntsha motho le gotlo ai wait again dilo tsi like
mo kae o le ntsha mo kae le gotlo
mo motho wa mme
ye ke ra hola ha re ntsha le gotlo o le ntsha mo kae,
you know, so
yeah.
So like relatlegile my ag.
Yeah, man.
Relatively, there's a generation that has lost the word,
mm.
And now it's difficult for us to pick up. The scripture requires us or instructs us to say it needs to flow from generations to generations.
Yeah.
So there's a generation that has dropped the ball,
mm.
And now it's difficult for us to reconnect into receiving that word and running kalone. So right now, we may come and say we are in the awakening, but it first has to be perused as well in order to ensure that, are we in the light? Are we going in this word accordingly? Mm. Because we don't want to just pick up for the sake of picking up, you know, and then, like you said, and then it's just reading. Magazine. Because this is the word that is alive. So we have to go search for it, seek it, peruse it, study it, and then we can have it removed so that we can be left with what is of the truth. So in us, we have to be aware that what the word is.
Mm.
The scripture says that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Yeah.
It is something that removes us from falsehood. It is what gives us life.
Mm.
So we look at the 10 virgins that are waiting for the master, that there are, we can all be waiting, but there would be those that don't have oil in their lamps.
Yeah.
You know, so it becomes so primary for us gore now we need to deal with this darkness so that iska ya nna fela a routine ya gore o ke bala Bible because gotile ke bala Bible, but we need to feel, we need to be able to understand. And ahi, in so doing, whether so and so speaks, it is part of the Great Commission to say there is somebody that is in need of that word. Right? Osa liba king, it's fine. It's their choice. But it's a choice that I will choose to say, okay, do I take it or I don't take it? So we're not here carrying a gun, pointing it at anybody to say, you're going to take it or else we're going to shoot you. No. But we have to, people have got to understand the schemes of Hashatan, how he operates, that he would bring in falsehood and these things, he will bring them to be so much attractive in front of people. Because why? He wants to lead them to perdition. But now we have to understand, you know, ever since Kerapela, I'm going through that. So now I have to find an easy way out, which is maybe Hoya Koka Ekai, Kilo Consult, Kilo Etza. And we need to know, if these trials are worth everlasting life, so be it. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm willing. You know? I'm ready and I'm willing to say, let them come. As long as kids are at the end of the day, when the crowns are given, I get counted in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
That is what is primary to us. To say, now, we have to fight a good fight.
Yes.
In a sense, and run this race. Read Rishabile Ing and get to understand. And now, to encourage one another, because Omo may be weak at the time, and Kwena right now who has the strength, and tomorrow it could be me that needs that strength. So we're there to guide one another. It's not that we're saying, no, we're better than, you know, but it's to say we want to share the word of truth. And then more time, if we spoke, because we don't come with intentions, we're going to lie to them today.
Yeah, absolutely.
We come, we're looking at the word and we're coming to share the word of truth so that Rekhone Kukudisana. You know, so it is now what is needed in us. And that is part of also exposing the works of evil. You know, because as you said, that darkness is disguised as light. So, but Baba Ngabait, they should be able to differentiate the one who has been maybe misleading. How are they, you know, so replay that role to say, okay, let Oipitile akhone go boniwa kgotsa akhone go bonala, so that now people can make a decision, do I go to them still or do I change my ways? I can put it.
I hear you quite well, Tuda. And of course, if you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
There you go. And we are talking about signs of darkness today. Signs of darkness today. When we look at ourselves, our lives, the way we do things and all those things, would we say we are on fire the way you used to be when you got born again? If you can look into the manner in which you used to be on fire for the Elohim, for Christ. Some years ago, are you still on fire? How many people have you seen who have put out their lights, you know, of being on fire for the Elohim, for Christ? What are some of the signs of darkness that we see? I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi, and also I'm talking to Barukia, and we are touching this. Barukia is in Cape Town. Professor is somewhere on location, working. Yeah. Signs of darkness. Let me look into this, Professor. I'm looking into Psalms 107 verses 10, those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons. And these bondages that we see these days, drugs on our children, sexual addictions, you know, occults, and all kinds of things. You know, if you read the tattoos that they have on their bodies, man, the piercings and stuff, you could see the devil is saying something. And then I read John 18 verse 6 when I was talking to my arch there, that, you know, when the light is dark in our tents, in our bodies cease to be the temple of the Elohim, who is the light. Because the light is put out, you know. When people start backsliding in great numbers, one can tell these are signs of darkness. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity. What you must understand about spiritual darkness is that it speaks about the separation that we experience, separation from the Most High. And due to the separation, everything that you have just counted manifests. And in Job 18, which is the verse 6 that you focused on, you said the light is dark in his tent, and his lamp beside him is put out. And the question that I had as you are reading this passage was, what puts off the light?
Yeah.
What quenches that fire of the Lord? And I realize that some of the things that we overlook, the obedience that we portray against the word of the Most High, eventually cause the light that we're supposed to have within us and the fire that we're supposed to have within us to be quenched. Because if we continue to have the word of God to come into our lives to illuminate us, this fire will not be quenched. But we get quenched because we dilute the fire of the Most High. We dilute the word with the social words, with the social understanding, with the experiences that we go through every day. And as we embrace that, darkness come over as we live according to what the world is living.
Yes.
We quench this fire. So in other words, at the end of the day, as a child of God, I no longer have fire because I have conformed. I live as my peers. I want to do as they do things. I want you to be accepted. And at the end of the day, I am separated. And I want us to know that he who is a disciple of Yeshua is seen by the light that he has. Because without this light, we cannot proclaim ourselves as a disciple. So the signs of darkness is falling away from grace, is falling away from light. And when we fall, we begin to do our things, we begin to stumble. He who has fallen or he who is out of light will walk in darkness, and you will become a person who will never know what the will of the Most High is. And we continue to go in church, portraying as though we are still in him and we are not. I want to go back to the scripture that you quoted, 1 Samuel chapter 3. These two people that are mentioned in this passage were in the temple. And the understanding is, if you are in the temple, we expect that the fire continually burn. And because of that fire, we expect that people will get illumination from the word of God, from the light of God, and will understand the ways of the Most High. But they are in the temple, but they don't have fire because there's something that was missing, which is a true depiction and the picture of the church today. They are in temples, they are in the houses of God, and the expectation is that there is fire, there is light, and there is no more light. You ask the question about this, are we having this light? Are we portraying the light in the house of God? And God is telling us that there are cases where houses of God are standing, but there is no more light. And how will we see that there is no more light? It will be seen by the ignoring of the Word of God, by the ignoring of the light that is brought by the Word of God.
Mm.
And hence, at the end of the day, we begin to do our things, we begin to do our minds, we begin to do what the society tells us. You spoke about the conduct in church, the conduct in education.
Yeah.
And all of these become informed by the societal information, and we ignore the Word and the directives of the Most High.
Mm.
Because we are no longer in the light. Even the house of God does not have power and authority to inform the way in which life should be learned, because there is this democracy that we have, and the democracy does not allow even the remnant that is still there having the light to speak out the light of God to them. I want to bring across the understanding that it's not that everybody who is in God is in darkness. There are still those who are burning for the Most High, but they get swallowed in the multitude that is not in God. And at the end of the day, it's like the whole church is in this dilemma, whereas there is still the remnant, but this remnant has no voice, because it is quenched by the authorities, it is quenched by the society. So the whole community then moves in darkness. It moves outside of the will and the word of the Most High, because we have allowed each and everyone who has his own religion, who has his own God, to speak for his God and to live for his God, because that has been allowed in the country, has been allowed in our education, has been allowed everywhere where we are. So these are the signs that we are seeing, that everybody is living as he pleases. And even some of those who are in the house of God, they live as they please, because they are covered and they are protected by the constitution, which is not going or led by the godly ways.
Mm.
It is not led by the Most High himself. And you also gave an example of the beautiful light that I can't remember where you quoted, but you spoke about glamorous light that we normally see in those
at
places.
The night.
Yes. Yes. So you see all of these lights, and you would assume that this light is permanent, and this light will bring illumination forever.
Mm.
And this picture gives us a picture that the devil gives to the mind of the believer, because he parades as the angel of light, and you will realize later on that light is not permanent. That light was just to attract you. Once you get attracted and hooked, then you begin to live according to his ordinances and according to what he will say. So it means we need to guard against what is the light that we regard as the light. If it's not based on the word of God, we cannot regard what we are seeing as the light, as the illumination from the Father. If it does not have a revelation, which was led in the temple where Samuel and Eli were, it means we cannot regard any burning lamp as the lamp that comes from the Most High.
Mm.
There are many lights, and not all of them come from God. Not all of them are representing the Most High. That one that we see sometimes, yellow, pink, yellow, white, and whatever, we know that they are temporal. They are not the permanent lights. And this is what deceives us. As the people of God, we see the light, and sometimes we think we can get attracted to those places, to those churches. We think they are preaching the true gospel. Once you get there, you get the understanding that this God who is preached here is not the one whom I thought is preached, because the light that is revealed here does not reflect him.
Mm.
So anything that is outside of the word of God does not bring life. So these are the signs that you can start looking at. In a place where you are, if Yeshua is not preached as the Lord and Savior and everything that he stands for, you are in spiritual darkness. That's a main sign that we can start from as we discuss this topic.
Yeah, we need to check these. If you say, hey, I need to say something here about signs of darkness today, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. That's 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Matlafala moyeng, ka go thieletsa lenano la rena, la hlala nathi, la bobedi, le la botlhano, ka iri ya robedi thapama. theletsa baruti ka mehutahuta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy, so join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, the time has just gone on to 12 minutes before the hour 7. We are together. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And hanging out with Barukia in Cape Town and also Professor Buyiso Ndezi. We are looking into this topic tonight. Signs of darkness today. Signs of darkness today. What do we see? Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Eish. Yeah, you have one of them that we are going. Yeah. Okay. Here's another one. This is from Jeso Untekani. I greet you, Ntaterei. And your guest in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Yahusha HaMashiach, says, glory be to God alone, Katopik Ntaterei, Evanna. There is much darkness happening these days. If, as the body of Christ, we are still buying oil to use when we bath, salt to sprinkle around our yards, when we sleep, paying to have a so-called one-on-one with the MOG or WOG, which means it's man of God or woman of God, buying cloths and so on to use when we pray, then that means we are saying Christ died in vain. And that is an insult, because as per the word, all these things don't mean a thing except our walk and faith in him who died and rose and is seated at the right hand side of the Father, interceding on our behalf, even today, who died that we be saved from all these things and be called children of the Most High. Shalom, shalom to you. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Anyway, we're taking your calls. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenema. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mayaki, let me bring this to you, sir. And it says, that is Isaiah 49 verses 9, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth; to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all desolate places. And this is the promise of the liberation that is brought on by Yahuwah in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the salvation that we see and the victory of the children of the Most High. And it should be noted on us and be spoken of that as the church, we are supposed to be able to show the people the difference between the light and darkness, and to be able to say to them who are in darkness, come on, come out and show yourself forth. But how can we do that if we ourselves are caught up in it, Maachi?
Hey, Tula Maachi, the blind is leading the blind.
Yes, yes.
The blind is leading the blind. And then I go to the way, poverty le yone e tsa gore tsene di work club because na kongwe ke yone e re pushetsang to make such decisions even if we can see and know gore but that thing is wrong. Let's say for instance you spoke of somebody that has backslided. So somebody may know the truth, but because of the state in which they are at, and there's something sisirilengwa, abalebala all that they have learned, and then oya ko bunsung, you know, for the fact that hore now abatla go change maemo a gagwe a botshelo. This also you could look at it. In the political arena, let's say for instance countries will go IMF by lobata dichelete, and there are certain conditions that are put up for them that they have to go and abide by. You know, so you find gore even the education system tsa curriculum e re bonang gore mare it's leading people astray, or bana ba rona astray, because we can see now the evolution of education go tsana, you know, to say bana ba tshwantse ba address batho yang, you know, bo day and not, you know, dilonyana tse di yalo, you know. So it just shows gore we are willing to, because re tshepiswa tšhelete, now we'll give you so much for education system, and then it has to be driven to go according to this. And you know, you looking at gore na maybe I'm a minister, or na I have such a control or a right, you know, then you accept those funds, and meanwhile na at the end of the day the nation gets to suffer because of the decision of somebody who is in charge. So it's that poverty, because nakong garang ke bere somo poverty we wouldn't be making this decision. So it's important for us that, as it say, to say we've become prisoners, which means now when you are in prison it's like you don't have a choice, you know, because you're locked inside. So whenever they give you the food you just accept, or okay whether ke choice ya eng, you just accept. You know, and guitaring, make it not choice. I had to do this. And these are the situations where Hashatan is pushing many of us, you know, into such situations, because now you also get to be exposed in a sense of, am I for the word or am I against the word? And you were talking this, and now and then the next thing, so now people laugh at you now, look at him, you know. So we are in this prison mindset, and now Abba must help us. We need to pray. We need to, as a nation, we need to pray so that rekhone go nna le spirit sa nnete. And the risk are depend also on people to know that everyone has been given the spirit sa Elohim, to say we don't necessarily have to depend onto this individual, but lerona, when we read the word, we can learn the word. We can see the revelation of our Father when we seek him in truth and in spirit, for him to be able to reveal things that we need to know, the way in which we're supposed to go. For even when I go to a place of darkness, reveal to me if this church that I'm visiting, it's a church of you, or how your moyo, it's just a church kuyaka the building, you know. So because we there rilobatla ene, or you know, because people have this mindset of thinking that he dwells in churches, and yet he sits, he lives in us. But then it's not wrong to go and fellowship as people together, you know, but we need to also be careful in these places where we go to, so that we can be able to see the light and to come out of this prison in which we will be fed
dilo maybe tse di tsileng motseleng, things of darkness and unaware rona re plela gore no we are happy, we are excited because of prophecy and all that, because many people go to churches. I've been there. I've seen churches being filled because of prophets. But when it's time for the word, people are fast asleep. People don't even come. Actually, the first service maybe will be about the word. People are, the church is empty. But when it's time for prophecy, the church is full because everybody wants to be prophesied. Everybody wants to hear a lie. So really we need some help in this prison mentality to be able to be the light that we require to be.
Absolutely, 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 my ach. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this very issue. We are touching base on the issue of, signs of darkness today. Signs of darkness today. Are we seeing much of these today, even in our midst?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.